Please welcome
Satire.
You are watching a master at work.
He has a mind like a steel trap.
And he has the wisdom of the gods.
Look closely at history in the making.
It's weird.
And it's the worst
sound collage
I've ever heard in my entire life.
You might escape one of the 42 sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, I doubt it.
And if you're lucky,
one of you will get
HIV, cancer, and syphilis.
I hope so.
Watch this and we'll show you how.
And you will be surprised what you're able to accomplish, because you can do this stuff.
And now, for the first time, we are bringing to you
Johnny Mathis,
dressed as Hitler in crotchless panties.
Rugged, sensitive, sexy.
All right.
Grab your favorite frosty beverage and get set for a wild ride.
The human body is no match for the horse
cock like a Burmese python.
May I ride it now?
Yes, you can. With moderation.
We couldn't want a better horse.
The sexual thrills.
I demand a horse
for sexual opportunity.
All right, said the horse.
Each horse has action.
Like an orally.
Adventure of a lifetime.
I did not suck off a horse.
Could you repeat that, please?
I did suck off a horse.
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
My favorite episode is the one where Mr. Ed and Wilbur have interspecies sex.
There's nothing quite like them on television.
Great to see so many friends here tonight enjoying
sights of horses having sex with people.
It's very popular.
All nations do everything they can to
buy some
hardcore pornography.
Some horses having sex with people.
I demand horse pornography.
It's very popular.
Everyone seems to appreciate it. Even my mother-in-law.
This worldwide commodity became a worldwide problem.
Maybe the problem is in trying to tell just what someone is.
It is not your imagination. A new report out today shows you are
Johnny Mathis.
What?
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
here's Johnny.
It's me, Johnny
Mathis.
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you.
Meanwhile, in Chicago,
my name is Johnny
Mathis.
Hello, Johnny.
And at the same time,
we're now here in Philadelphia.
Hello, I'm Johnny Mathis.
Now, look over here, Johnny.
I'm John Mathis.
And this is my son, Johnny
Mathis.
This place is insane, mad.
Understandable. But what do you want me to do about it?
First, you should glue the legs onto the diver.
Repeat this process several times.
Now, butter it well so that the other ingredients will melt together.
Then I implore you to watch.
Angela Lansbury.
Throwing up and wetting themselves.
Watch this bitch vomit all over herself.
She would vomit on the tables and on the countertops.
The most important thing is get out of a burning house.
Make sure you get to a doctor as soon as possible.
Just pee?
With your doctor.
Spray with gold.
Urine.
Directed at each other.
Then hang
yourself in a whorehouse.
Where I live.
There's a monster!
Next to where I live.
He's trying to speak to the monster!
Would you like to touch my penis?
The monster cried.
Yo, what you got?
He has to zip his pants and pull out his prick and lay it on the bar.
It's my favorite part of me.
It looks like a beautiful package.
Yeah, but we'd be a lot better if I were bigger.
It does look very small from here, doesn't it?
His penis
is very thin, but it's easily damaged.
Like this.
The man died.
Meanwhile, back on the satellite.
Welcome to the Ursa Major Space Station.
I'm Al McCoy, and I'm here with my friend Smokey Bear.
Dressed as Hitler in crotchless panties.
And in case you haven't guessed, that means he's
in charge of operations.
And look who else is here.
A dwarf in a helium hat.
Who comes and says,
you are in another universe, where the dominating force is sound.
Coming out in our asses.
Do you smell that?
An extraordinary new poo.
Pooh Bear wants to know why you don't talk to Mom and Dad.
Because they have no hair.
Do you have a bear that keeps you company?
No, I don't.
Well, I can fix that.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Apparently he's very cute and cuddly, is that right?
Hey, I don't know about that.
Well, what do you know?
I know absolutely nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
I'd like to know about the male penis, please.
When you are happy, you hug it. And when you are sad, you hold it close to you and it makes you feel better. You care about your special friend and it cares about you.
Well, that's wonderful.
Now let's take a look at ways to offer the Kmart Smart Plan to the customers.
Try to take off the clothes.
What we can do is to strip.
To do a nude scene here in the United States.
All right!
Then Murdoch starts to make chicken noises.
And we must understand that as well.
It's very important that you understand.
Bill Clinton.
Using his penis as a birthday treat.
What?
Bill Clinton's penis.
Suddenly grew longer, and it seemed to him he heard the cricket singing.
And I, Jiminy Cricket, have seen it happen.
Now what kind of a bullshit story is that?
It's a story of spectacular growth and of capacity to keep growing.
Ah, shut up.
That's it. Thank you very much.
So I made up my mind, it must come to an end.
We return you now to Mars.